You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Hey guys, welcome to Awkward Sex and the City. It's me, your hostess with the mostest, Natalie Wall. We are in it, right? We're in it. This is, from here on out, will be recorded episodes while we are all in quarantine or shelter in place, or maybe your state hasn't done anything intense yet. I live in New York. It's very intense. There's like 23,000 cases so far. With many more to come. So this is a long ass intro to let you know this is the first of a few solo episodes that we're going to be doing. So it's just, you know, it's me, you know, talking about what's going on. It will get lighter, I promise. My editor said this episode is dark, but also funny, and can be lighthearted at times. So that's, you know, that's what we're going to do. That's where we're at. I hope you enjoy. I hope you really fucking love my voice because it's only my voice. And I will see you on the other side, guys. I don't know. I don't know where to start. I'm not going to lie. First off, I really hope you liked Millie's episode last week. I completely forgot to advertise it on all my Instas and socials because... of a global pandemic. And I think that's what I'm going to talk about with you guys first, really. I'm not sure if there's going to be a lot of awkward sex in this episode, and it's probably going to be a shorter episode. So apologies if you were like waiting with bated breath to hear my luscious, luscious voice as you always do every Wednesday. Wow. I guess first off, like, are you guys okay? Are you guys feeling okay? Are you guys feeling safe? If you're not, please email me at awkwardsexinthecity@gmail.com. I'm here for you. We can talk. This is a very trying and interesting time for everyone, which is kind of scary and hopefully gives you a little bit of solace knowing that like everyone's kind of in it as we watch our economy crash and not know what the fuck is going to happen. And I don't know about you guys, but I've watched a lot of my friends lose their jobs and have no income. And now as we wait a week before rent is due, if there's going to be a freeze or a suspension, please call your government, your city officials, sign all the petitions so we can look out for each other. As I talk about a lot on the podcast, I work at Trader Joe's and we have been deemed essential. But my paycheck does not reflect that. I actually have a lot of things I want to say about how Trader Joe's is handling this situation and taking care of us, which I feel like is a huge lack of taking care of us. I've actually, this week, I am taking an unpaid leave from Trader Joe's because I just didn't feel safe anymore. I I still don't even know what that means yet. I haven't filled out the paperwork. I have to call them after I'm done. But I haven't been back to work since last Thursday. Last Thursday was my last day there. I just decided I wasn't going back. Like, I just don't feel safe. The amount of customers that we do, I live in New York City. The amount of customers we already have to deal with, I can't. And real quick, if you guys, obviously, if you're like in a quarantine situation or like at a shelter in place situation, please only go to the grocery store once a week. Please do not bring your whole fucking family because you're going to treat it like a fucking field trip because you're stuck in your fucking house. I don't want to go too much into it, but the amount of sheer shit we've had to deal with just because of customers being awful is ridiculous. And you think this would bring out the best in people, but it doesn't a lot of times. It's been a harsh few weeks because this, for at least for Trader Joe's, I don't know about other grocery stores, we've seen a massive influx in shopping for the past, I think, about 4 weeks now. So all of us are exhausted and worried about our families and worried about our health as well, which is why I'm taking an unpaid leave, because I just didn't want to fuck with my health anymore for a job that didn't feel like it was protecting me enough. And that's not against my managers or anything. I think they are trying their fucking hardest and are stuck in a rough situation as well. But we've learned what's really essential is grocery, mail, sanitation, Con Ed. We've also learned that bras are not essential at all. I don't know about you guys, but I have not worn a bra in fucking forever, or pants. I'm currently just I'm in my bed right now. Aaron's playing video games in the living room, and haven't showered. I haven't brushed my teeth. I'm really bad about brushing my teeth, actually, during this quarantine situation. Makeup, who needs it? Fuck it. Also, is anyone like thoroughly freaked out by like putting lotion on their face? I like wash my hands and then lotion my face and then wash my hands again. And I'm just like, I've got it. I'm actually pretty sure that I truly will not leave my apartment at all for 14 days because I've been exposed to so many people that I'm like thoroughly horrified that like I'm just like in the incubation period. And I want to do my part, which is stop the spread and stop the like flattening the curve. But I miss the sun. And sunlight. Though yesterday, I don't know where you guys live, but yesterday in the city, it rained all day and it was so nice. It was so nice to be inside because it was raining. And today I was looking out my bright sunny window and it's beautiful. Not to make this about me at all. There have been a few infographs about sex during COVID-19. Guys, no rim jobs right now. No rim jobs because the virus has been found in feces. I don't know if it's been found in like urination. But so no eating ass right now. Even if it's your partner, just to be on the safe side. A lot of like no sex with strangers right now. And I feel for a lot of my friends that just, you know, have sex with a lot of strangers. Like I hope you guys are okay. I hope you guys feel like you're being taken care of. That's a lot. Like, Grindr must be like at a fucking halt right now. But we're in this together. We've got this. What a weird time. What a strange time. I'm assuming we're all like really stressed. I actually haven't had that much sex with Aaron. We've only had sex once and I was kind of stressed. So at first I wasn't really that into it. But then I was like, no, but sex is great. But you know, like when you're having sex, but your mind's like other places too. So if you can use sex as a release and just kind of a moment to be away, please do it. Like with your partner, whoever you're with right now, if you are in like a sexual situation with each other. I don't know what a sexual situation with each other means. I guess I mean like if you have roommates and you're not like fucking, like don't fuck them, obviously. Okay. Well, this is my first solo episode. I had been wanting to do one for a really long time and was thoroughly freaked out by it. But all it takes is a global pandemic and your producer buying you a very nice mic so you could do it from your home. We will have guests again. Don't worry. I'm pretty sure I can just Skype with people, and Caitlin is very good. Caitlin, my producer, is very good at like finagling those things. I guess just right now, I want to make sure that you guys are okay, truly, and what is okay for you, and how do you get to your happy place or your safe spot? And if that's this podcast, if I'm helping you, oh my God, I'm so fucking honored. If it's not, I totally get it. I'm trying to think if I've read. Of course, we're all reading all the articles, right? And I will totally admit that I was totally one of those people that I was like, we're overreacting. This is just a flu. Obviously it's not, because the flu does not spread this fucking quickly, nor is it as lethal as quickly. And I think that's what's really scaring people, right? Is like, sure, 80% of people recover without any need for hospitalization, but it's the fact that there is this unknown of like, how will your body react to it? And how will your body fend it off? I have watched some porn. Porn helps. I had a friend say that he's just had porn on in the background. Like, he's like, I'm not touching myself or anything. He's just like, I'm just watching porn. Which I find interesting, only because like, I don't know about you guys, but like the moment I finish, like the moment I come, all of a sudden I'm like, what? Like, you're like out of a daze. And you're like, what is this in front of me? And I immediately click off. Like, I don't think I've ever watched a porn video all the way through, unless I was like looking for a specific spot that I knew that was going to make me come. I'm trying to think of what I'm watching right now. Obviously Stuck. Aaron told me the other day that he was like, oh, I finally looked up Stuck. And you know, I was like, isn't it fucking hilarious? And he was like, yeah, it's great. I think he watched one where it was like, the babysitter got stuck in like a playhouse, and she got like, you know, she got it from both ends. And I was like, I know, it's so dumb. I love it. A big one I used to watch a lot was Fake Taxi. Which like, he's like, show me your tits and you'll get a free cab ride. And then they do. And then he's like, there's a camera. I'm going to show everyone this, unless you fuck me, which really, if you think about it, like, won't he just show everyone that he fucked you on the camera too? But now they have like a fake hostel. And I really like that one too. It's just because I think Fake Hostel is way more campy, or it's campier than Fake Taxi. Fake Taxi kind of was like taking itself very seriously, of just like, they like blur out like the dude's face, but not like the women's face. And then there's like a Fake Female Taxi where it's like a female taxi driver and like women and dudes, or like all genders. And, but they never would bleep out her face, which I thought was interesting. But they're like trying to take it seriously. Like they're trying to give you the illusion of there is like this power struggle with sex, and like someone is in a dominant situation and someone's in a subordinate situation, where Fake Hostel is like, it's, I'm trying to think like, what is it like? I mean, I already said it's campy. It has like a Wet Hot American Summer vibe to it, of just like, sure, why not? Like, this is so dumb. I can totally get off to this. But it's nothing like Wet Hot American Summer either. Like, it's not like the movie at all. Who cares? Whatever. Everything matters. Nothing matters. That's kind of where we're at right now, I feel like. I will say, obviously, as I'm doing more and more solo episodes, one, I will be getting into stuff that I haven't talked about before. One story that really is fucking hilarious. And it happened like 7 years ago at this point, like right when I had moved to New York City. And it's like it's a very long story. It's definitely its own solo episode. And I've tried to write it before for the stage, but it always comes off very somber and very sad. That the story is about is, one, the first person I ever felt like I could truly be myself with, which is huge, obviously. And then two is the only dude that's broken my heart. And obviously I've dated people after him, and I had a very bad relationship with someone after him, but that dude didn't break my heart, right? Like not in the way that this guy did. And I guess it's my teaser. I guess it's me forcing myself to actually really start writing it. And I don't even think I'm going to write it. I think I'm going to do some bullet points, and then we're going to turn on the microphone and see what the fuck happens. But there will be more solo episodes with me that actually do have sex in it, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And that being said, I really, really want to hear from you. Not just to know that you're okay, because I really hope you guys are okay right now. But to feel more connected to you guys, and hopefully that to help you feel more connected to me, especially in a time where we are forced in this weird isolation. That is obviously for the greater good. I read an article by an astronaut, and she said, when it's hard, remember why you're doing this. Like, remember that you truly are saving lives by not going outside and not going to work and all those things. And that's very true. Like, it feels so minute right now as we get bored rewatching Parks and Rec or The Office or Schitt's Creek. But at the end of the day, we really are helping. And it doesn't feel like it right now as we watch the numbers climb, because I mean, again, I'm in New York City and we're like in a major hotspot. I think the last time I checked, we had 23,000 cases, but that's of course going to happen as we get more testing. Like, more testing is good. And two, we aren't going to see the dividends of us staying inside until probably for like another week or two. Right now is crucial to help the next coming weeks and to help the hospitals and the nurses and the doctors. Like, I have some friends that are nurses that I'm very worried about, that just are going in blindly to whatever the fuck this is, of just making sure we don't overcrowd. And I know, like, I'm preaching to the choir here, and I know you guys have read all the articles and you know all this stuff already. I'm kind of out saying it out loud for myself to make myself feel better. But yeah, back to emails. I want to feel really connected to you guys, and I can hope that I can give you guys a creative outlet. I know you have time now. It's just an email. It's just an email. I'm not going to say your name unless you want me to, which is put in the email. I have received one. I wonder if I should. You know what? I will read it today, actually. I wasn't going to. But it's my first one. So you know what? You get your very own episode. You get your own. Okay. So I got this one. I got this email on March 12th, so kind of before shit really started hitting the fan. She listens to it on her commute. Thank you. I don't know if you're still commuting right now, but if you are, thank you so much. And so she wrote, my first time having sex with another woman was when I was in high school, and she was one of my best friends. She had a boyfriend at the time, but we both knew we were into each other, and one night we went out together and got extremely drunk. We were sitting in a park together drinking what we called the blackout. Oh my God. I'm wondering if it's like the glug. It was aptly named since it was really just a mixture of all the booze we could find. Oh God. Sloshing it together in water bottles. That's such a high school move. Like, that's such a high school move of just like, how much alcohol can I put in this one thing so I could vomit later? We started fooling around on the park bench and then snuck into a nearby mall. I wonder where you live. That was closing for the night and into the bathroom. We had sex on the bathroom floor. I know, 15-year-old me was gross. We all were. Don't fucking worry. During which I choked on her bush and got a huge bruise on my back from sitting on the floor. Oh, fuck. Then we called a couple of friends who were nearby saying we were super hungry and to bring food, which led us to sitting onto the bathroom floor in a closed mall eating McDonald's with our friends while the two of us were still naked. Wait, why? Where'd your clothes go? This travesty of a night ended with us stumbling out of the bathroom and being questioned by a security guard and a lot of throwing up. Oh no. P.S. I had to go to a big family dinner the next day and wear way too many layers to cover up the hickeys and bruises. Oh my God. I think at 15, I was still secretly watching Blue's Clues because I found it very calming, and like Franklin the Turtle, because I think I had a crush on him because he wore like his hat backwards and shit. So I'm kind of impressed, honestly. I love this. I love all of this. I have so many questions though. Like, one, how did you get your friends into the mall after the mall had closed, or was it just closing and there was still time? And why were you still naked? Did you lose your clothes? Like, what happened? You're in a mall, you can go grab some more. And I wonder, like, I guess you wouldn't really have gotten into trouble because you could have been like, we didn't realize the store was closing, we were in the bathroom, one of us had like a tummy ache. Please don't say tummy ache. I hate when people say shit like that. But to go back to like sex on the floor is so fucking overrated. Me and Aaron had sex on like our bedroom floor, I think, for the first week, like in our old apartment. We've been living there for 3 years. We did it once, probably like our third year, and like it wasn't fun for like either party, right? Like I was riding him, so he's like on the floor so his back, and like it was on a carpet, but his back is like totally getting fucked up. It's killing my knees, because that's when I ride. I don't stay on my feet, I stay on my knees. I know people do it on their like a full like leg workout, and you know what, God bless you guys, God bless you. I find the laziest way, which is me just shimmying my thighs back and forth on his penis, right? I just like just grind that clit onto all of that penis. But I think it's something that is like always shown on like TV shows and shit. Like, I remember seeing it on Scrubs, I remember seeing it on Grey's Anatomy. I'm only thinking of doctor related shows right now because I'm very freaked out for all the hospitals. But like everywhere, like, you know, the more that I think about it, like that is a go-to in a sitcom or dramedy to be like, we're having sex on the floor, and it's not fun, let alone a bathroom floor, which is going to be cold. And very, I think you're going to survive this if you can not get sick from a bathroom floor because of all that splatter, man. People are gross. All those shoes. Because if it was just closing, they probably hadn't cleaned it in a little while. Then when I worked at a mall, I worked at Macy's my first year after college. And I know they had to, at least for Macy's, there was like someone came in like I think like every 2 or 3 hours. But I don't think they mopped. I think they only made sure there was like toilet paper, made sure that like there was soap in the soap dispensers and like the garbage wasn't wasn't like overflowing. But I don't know about the floors. Like, I feel like that's like a one-time thing during like the early mornings, but I don't know, things might have changed. But also you were 15 when this happened, so things might have been very different then. That also reminds me though of just like, we have community bathrooms at the Trader Joe's that I work at, like that the customers can use, and the amount of piss from men on the fucking toilet seats was horrific. Like, I need people with penises, I really need you to get your shit together, especially when people are trying to like not spread germs. If you pee, and you know what, and people that squat, I don't squat when I go to the bathroom, I put my ass completely down on the toilet. But there's splatter. Like, if you can't control your fucking stream, guys, like, come the fuck on. Like, it's so rude and it's so disrespectful of people's bodies and their health. Clean up your fucking piss, just clean it up. I'm assuming you guys had sex in a ladies' restroom, I don't know why I'm assuming that. Maybe not. There is always that stereotype that, I mean, first off, if the bathrooms have been gendered to begin with, that a lady's bathroom is cleaner. I don't know if that's fucking true. Also, the fuck gendered bathrooms. I love that you guys are best friends. I love that your first time was with your best friend. I do love that. Should she have cheated? Nah. But when you're in your teen years, I really feel like that's when you really make those mistakes of just like, and that's when you really learn of like, oh, this really does affect other people. Like, don't do that, you know? But you guys were young and that's so cute. I hope it didn't mess up their friendship. I hope you guys had like a fun, prosperous relationship after that, whether it was just staying friends or having it move to something else. I also want to know like what you got from McDonald's. I love knowing people's McDonald's orders because they're always the same. Like I don't know that many people that switch up their McDonald's. Like I always get a McChicken and a McDouble or two McChickens. I rarely get fries. And I always get like an Oreo McFlurry. I'll eat some of Aaron's fries. Aaron gets a lot of Big Macs. I think he's a big Mac person. He doesn't get the McFlurry. He's not a sweet person like I am. But like, you know, I have like that friend that like, only gets chicken McNuggets, you know? Every once in a while I get chicken McNugget. And then you eat it and you're like, this is not chicken. But it's still great. It's such a weird taste. Not weird taste. It's just, it's such a different consistency. And you're just like, I know this isn't what I think it is, but I still love it. You say this travesty of a night, was it just because it was so crazy? Or was like the sex bad too? You're also 15, so who knows? I don't think I had good sex until I think my mid-20s, truly, which is not embarrassing, but it's just like I didn't know what I wanted. So how can you explain to other people what you want if you don't even know what you want? You know what I mean? I'm being questioned by a security guard. Did you throw up in front of the security guard? Because that would suck. I hope you guys got away punishment free. It kind of sounds like you did. I don't know how much authority a mall security guard really has, you know, like was he like a Paul Blart situation, which my dad really loved that those movies. And I've had to see more than once because I've babysat a lot of kids. They do not get better. Those movies do not get better with time. I love it. I love all of it. This is everything that I love. Public sex. I've always wanted to have sex on a park bench. I've always wanted to have sex in a park, which I don't think will happen anytime soon right now. But just something about it. Like the closest I've ever gotten to doing something like super... super illegal in a park. I mean, I smoked a lot of weed in a park, so that's super illegal. I also feel like I can say that now. I'm not babysitting anymore. So I feel like I had to hide the fact that I like smoked weed, ate the edibles. This person also, after I emailed them back, was like, I have more stories. Please send them all. Send them all. Send them more. Send them all. This is a great first story to get. I love it. You know what? I might have to fucking contact you to see if you can do a Skype because this is great and I have so many questions. And this is so ballsy and I love it. I love a 15-year-old just not giving a fuck and just doing it on a park bench and then in a bathroom. I also just love that like you snuck into the mall and you guys were like, you know what the safest place would be? The bathroom. I feel like I would have gone for a dressing room. Because then at least you had like, you could have like, if you went like into the handicapped dressing room, you'd have some space. And usually there's like a bench or like somewhere you can sit. So that way, like, say you're like eating out someone, like someone can be seated and you're more like on your knees rather than your back. But that's all logistical. Who cares? This is a great story, an episode, and I love it. Episode for you. I mean, like, I don't know what to say. Oh my God, I love this. I think I might end it here. I don't know how long I've been recording for, which is kind of cool. This went by faster than I thought it would. So what's going to happen is I'm assuming the next couple episodes, as I figure out how to get guests on with Skype and we can figure out sound quality and stuff like that, because I don't think quality is going to be as good as it normally is just because we can't go into the studio right now. Though Caitlin did just get me this great mic, and I have listened back to some feedback and sounds good to me, but I'm also not the technician, you know, so we shall see. But I think the next few episodes might be me, just me on the mic, me getting more personal. I didn't write any notes down. And what's great is, like, I had actually written in my planner to write notes down for this, but then, but please send me some emails, send me some tweets. At the end of the day, what I love about my podcast is that I do get to make people feel safe when it comes to things that have happened in their life sexually, and a place for people to feel safe to kind of work it out and talk it out. And right now, I think we need more than ever our safe places. And I know it feels kind of crazy that maybe this podcast is going to be a safe place for you when we are obviously at a distance from each other, but I think I can really provide that for you guys right now. And obviously humor too. It will be funnier. I know this episode wasn't the funniest. But I just want to thank you guys for being here. Because you're also here for me. I also just burped. I don't know if you heard that. I get very insecure by my my vocal noises that are my guttural noises. But you guys are also here for me. And I really want you to know I don't take that for granted. And all I can say really is thank you. And I'll keep showing up for you as long as I can, as you can show up for, if you want to show up for me, that's cool. If you are bored, obviously, More Banana has a lot of podcasts that I really like, especially Anita Flores's I'm Listening. And if you listen to last week's episode, Millie Tamirez's All Dick is Trash. Millie is fucking hilarious. I didn't get to do an intro for that. Okay, that's when, like, shit really hit the fucking fan at Trader Joe's. I think I'll end with that. I think I'll end with everything that's happening. I think we're learning, like, a silver lining to this is we're learning, like, what our real priorities are. And I have been someone who has an amazing work ethic. I show up all the time. I show up sick when I shouldn't show up sick. Like, I'm, like, now in retrospect, I'm thinking about all the times that I had the flu and I showed up to work. Because that's what you do in America, right? You show up to work. The good American shows up to fucking work. But getting to watch myself finally choose myself in a situation was really fucking cool. Like, I chose my health and my sanity over an hourly job. That has been very, very good to me in a lot of ways. That job, I have been able to leave and only do one day a week for months on end and come right back to 5 days a week. I have been allowed to take off as much time as I need to tour, to do comedy. But again, these are different times now, right? And so that was really cool for me because I'm not one that chooses myself. It's a big thing that I'm working on in therapy, actually. And I actually had therapy yesterday, and she knows I worked at Trader Joe's, and she was freaked out, and she was like, how are you? How are you doing? And I was like, well, I actually, you know, I'm taking an unpaid leave. And she literally went, that is 100% the thing that you should do right now. 100%. You should feel no guilt. You should feel so happy that that's what you're doing. And I wasn't expecting that from her, because not that she doesn't take hard sides on my actions, but she was just so... She was so relieved. It was so sweet. So I guess what I'm saying in a very long way is I hope that through this, you are learning what really matters to you, what really is essential in all of our lives, that we really, after this, we really come through for people that really are the essential workers. Fuck the brokers, fuck the Wall Street, fuck the health insurance people that are making money off the health insurance, not the people that are trying to make sure you're covered. Because believe me, when I go back to Trader Joe's after all this is done, there will still be shitty customers that treat you like shit, that treat you like you're dumb. And fuck them, you know, like we're learning what really that capitalism is a fucking sham. And I don't know if you can tell, I'm a Bernie supporter. I'm a Medicare for all. I'm a free, education person. I'm a democratic socialist for sure. Especially in this past year. And if this, if fucking coronavirus, if fucking COVID-19, doesn't show how fucked up our medical system is, our insurance is, and I don't know what the fuck will, right? Like, think it needs to be burned to the ground, and it kind of feels like it is being burned to the ground, but not in the way that we wanted it to. I got so dark. But like I've said in the past, when it comes to, you can't have sex positivity without free and equal access to medical services, to education, to jobs, and to people's welfare. And again, we're seeing it unfold in a way that seems very scary and very quick, because it is scary and quick. But I can only hope that at the end of this, we really do see a huge change and a shift in how our government does what it does. You know, I don't always feel like I'm the most qualified to talk about things like this. I don't have a political science degree. There is also Let's Get Civical, which is on the More Banana podcast, which is way more, I think explains things way more in depth than I am doing right now. I don't know if they've recorded new episodes. Definitely check it out. I just want you guys to be safe and to be taking care of yourselves and finding joy in things to do. And if that is my podcast, then holy shit. Forever honored and fucking grateful. I do think I'm going to end it here before I go into another dark spiral. And again, I hope I get some emails from you guys. awkwardsexinthecity@gmail.com. Instagram, Awkward Sex in the City. Twitter is Awkward Sex City, because Twitter is fucking weird. You can DM me at any of those. We can talk. I really hope you guys are okay. I'll see you. I'll talk to you next week. Bye, guys.